This is Tom and Becky in the Morning in podcast form. Presented by Premier Ag and Paso. Your one-stop shop for quality hay you can count on. For a huge variety of economy hay to locally grown premium hay. With delivery to the entire Central Coast. Count on Premier Ag.
98.1 KJ with Tom and Becky. And it is time once again for the United Staffing Associates Kid Intern. Sitting to my left. Sitting to Becky's right. Hailing from the great city of San Luis Obispo, California. He comes in at 11 years of age. Please make welcome Dimitri Todd. What up, dude? How you doing?
Good.
Did you just what up, dude him?
I just what up, dude.
What up, dude?
What up, dude? How are things in your world, bud?
Good.
Yeah? You having a good day so far? Good morning so far?
Yeah.
All right. It is time for us to get to know Dimitri. So we usually start by asking you, just like tell us people in your family. Who's all in your family?
My sisters.
How many sisters you got?
I got two older sisters.
Okay. And what are their names?
Annika and Sita.
Wait, hang on a second. What? Annika? Annika. And how old is she?
She is 16.
All right. And then who else?
Sita.
Sarah?
Sita.
I can't. I'm not going to be able to pronounce that. It's Susan?
How do you spell it?
S-I-D-D-A.
That's exactly how it sounds. Sita.
I can do that.
You got it.
Sita. All right. How old is Sita?
She is 13.
She's 13. All right. Then you. You're 11. All right. And you got any younger brothers and sisters?
I got four younger brothers.
Four younger brothers. What's going on there? Four younger brothers?
Yeah.
What are your mom and dad doing? A football team? They getting a whole team together? Who are they?
The next youngest is Finn, or Finnick.
Finn? Okay, and how old's Finn?
He is 8.
All right. Who else you got?
Jedi.
Jedi. What a great name that is. Jedi. All right, how old's he?
He's 6.
He's 6, all right. Who else?
Kieran.
Kieran. Okay, he how old's Kieran?
Is 4.
All right. And who's pulling up the rear?
Lexington.
Lexington. I got to tell you what, man. I got to give a big thumbs up to your mom and dad, man. If you're going to have kids, have them and come up with those names, man. Those names are great. All of you guys. How old is Lexington?
1.5.
Yeah, somewhere down there. Somewhere between 1 and 2. I bet your mom and dad don't even know. They've had 9 kids.
I know, they're like, I don't know.
He's down there somewhere.
Somewhere.
He's walking, though, isn't he? Barely? Yeah, it's okay. So he's like 1+. We'll call him 1+. How about that? Kay. Does that work? Wow, that's a nice big family right there. That's great. You know what I mean, B? Like, if you're going to name the kids, yep. Man. That's great. That's fabulous. All right, now.
7 kids, man.
Dimitri, do you attend school or do you work for a living?
I am homeschooled.
You're homeschooled. Your mom? Your dad? Who homeschools you? Both?
My mom.
She's got time? Well, 157 kids?
Does she homeschool everyone?
Kieran Down, no.
I think it's kind of like the same thing. She's like, why would I send my kids to school?
Fun to have like 7 brothers and sisters, though.
Yeah.
I love that. My mom had 7 brothers and sisters. I always think big families are so fun like
so
that.
So cool.
Yeah. Homeschooling them. That takes a lot of patience. Your mom must be a saint.
I know, but think of this. Think if they didn't homeschool and mom is having to run all the kids around every day. But you know what I'm saying?
No.
7 kids and 57 schools.
I'm sure she runs them around. Do you guys play sports and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, see?
They're their whole team. They got a whole team. I get it. That's what I would do, man. That's what I would do right there.
I'm tired thinking about it.
Yeah.
Well, wait then. Mom and dad, what's your mom's name?
Heather.
And what's your dad's name?
Dion.
Okay. Nice. I don't know if I want to ask this or not, but do you have any pets? Tell me you have like 1 pet.
Yeah.
Do you have 1 pet? You
have
one
dog?
One dog. That's right.
Look,
I got 100
we're not
kids.
Getting crazy with
nice.
The pets
I got
right
a
now.
Dog. You guys want a dog? Y'all share the dog. There we go. What's your dog's name?
Hazel.
Our next door neighbors have a dog named Hazel. There you go. All right. So if you're keeping score at home, we have mom, dad, older sister, then Dimitri, then 4 younger brothers, then a dog. It's nice. Very nice.
Yeah.
All right. And you like country music.
Yeah.
That's awesome, bud. You get to pick all the songs. I know you wanted to play, we just played Watching You. Now you want to hear Best Shot? Jimmy Allen? It's a good song. We're hanging
with... You're going to say Joan Jett.
It's definitely not. we are hanging with our kid intern. He is 11-year-old Dimitri Todd of Sam... 98.1 KJUG with Tom and Becky in the morning, hanging out with Dimitri Todd. He's our kid intern from San Luis Obispo. He's 11. All right, now, do you normally get up this early in the morning?
No, but sometimes for, like, activities I have.
Yeah, yeah.
What time do you normally get up?
Like, 8.
And when you have, like, activities that you get up early for, what kind of activities do you go do this early?
Well, Avila Beach Junior Guards.
Oh, nice.
What the heck is that? You go save people?
Not really.
Could you, though? Like you're learning to be a lifeguard? Is that what that is doing right there?
More or less, yeah.
How long have you been going to that?
It ended. It was like 5 months.
You've been there five months.
5 weeks.
Five weeks. You had 5 week Avila Junior Guard training.
Yeah.
So you could like sit up in the tower?
No.
And you could swim out in the water?
Yeah.
Like how far out?
Like, you know those white buoys out at Avila?
Yeah.
Those.
So past your ankles.
Yeah.
Went to Cayucas this weekend.
Yeah.
I barely could go in up to my shins. I just knew that a great white was at my shin level.
Right.
Waiting to eat my children as we were out there.
Right.
So makes sense. I was yelling at them, not too far out, that's far enough.
Right.
Like Poppy wanted to ride her boogie board. I just had her like lay in the sand. I would just pull her.
Right. Right. We're going to the beach. There are people in boogie boards out in the ocean, but that's not gonna be you, Poppy.
We're going to the beach. We're not going in the water.
Right. You're gonna be on the sand and mom's gonna run and we're gonna seem like you're boogie boarding.
Right.
That's
We went out up to like my knees.
Mm.
And I thought, I want you guys to know, very brave. I felt like I really had broken a barrier.
Right.
My fear.
And then the first time a piece of seaweed or something hits your leg.
I was out. It did. It wrapped around my ankle.
Yeah,
out.
You're like, okay.
Done.
I always stop for a minute. I always go, okay, am I dying right now? Is that going to be okay?
Is it a jellyfish?
Like, is it a shark or jellyfish? Am I dying? And then after a couple seconds, I'm like, okay, that probably was seaweed. Slowly take a step back to the shore. Get back to the shore. Get back to base.
I found a rare shell as well.
Yeah.
But it was a peach slice and I touched it.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Look at this beautiful,
I found a beautiful
orange, reddish orange rare shell has washed ashore from Japan.
I'm going to be rich.
Right. This is going on eBay tomorrow.
Grabbed it.
Yeah.
It was mushy. It's a beach.
So here's my question to you, dude. You've been 5 weeks at this camp, right?
Yeah.
If I were to have a heart attack right now.
Oh, gosh.
Could you perform CPR? No. Could you save my life?
No.
You couldn't save my life?
No.
If he were swept out to sea, could you bring him back?
I mean, physically, it might be tough because I'm
boogie board
twice your size. You could at least swim out there to see me drown, right?
To watch you.
You'd be like, hey, if I was a little bit bigger, maybe this would have worked
out. Buddy, but
look, I did my job. I passed my certification. I swam through the waves coming in. I got here. It's not my fault you're twice as big as me.
I could probably do it with a boogie.
You could.
With a paddleboard.
Yeah. Well, that gives me a little hope.
A little bit.
I appreciate that.
Uh-huh. Did your sisters and... I'm assuming not a brother, but did your sisters do this with you as well?
No.
You were out there on your own?
Yeah. But next year, I think my brother, Finn, and Sitta, sister, are going to go.
Go with you? Me. That'd be cool. Yeah, get up.
What do you like
get
to
up,
do?
You guys.
What do you like to do, bud? When you're not, when you're not at school or you're not at camp, what do you like to do?
Jump on my trampoline.
You have a trampoline in your backyard?
Yeah.
Sounds fun, man. Do you ever go so high that you like get a little scared when you're in the air? Like, oh, that was a little too high?
No, but I make my brothers go that high.
You do. I see what you're doing. You're launching your younger brothers up into the air super high.
Yes.
Wow. Now we're getting someplace. Now we're getting someplace. Are you a nice big brother?
Yeah.
Are your older sisters mean to you?
Yeah.
They are. Why are they mean to you?
I don't know.
Are they mean to your younger brothers too? Or is
Not
it just you?
As much.
They got you, don't they? They got you and the crosshairs. Like, okay, maybe they have a little pity on the other guys because they're younger. They figure like, hey, you know, Dimitri, he's 11 now, and you know, hang in there, man. It'll get better.
By the way,
yeah.
Sorry to interrupt this,
no.
But Stacy texted, said, Southbound 101 near Wellstone, there's a TV box and contents on the highway, so everyone be careful. I feel like that's a little urgent. Maybe everyone should know.
Oh, north, right? North of Paso?
Mm-hmm.
By Wellstone?
Southbound. TV box contents on the highway.
Oh, gosh. Well, heads up there. All right. Thank you for that.
You're welcome. Doing my reporting job this morning.
Becky, the traffic reporter. Appreciate that.
No problem.
All right. We're going to come back and we're going to talk more with Dimitri Todd of San Luis Obispo. He's 11. He wants to hear Scotty McCreary next. We will do that. 98.1 to KJUG. Tom and Becky in the morning. We were just talking to Dimitri's dad about an incident. I remember this now. I used to coach way back in the day baseball at Templeton High School. And your dad, Dimitri, was on one of my players. And he got hurt one day. Like he was running after a fly ball or something in left field, and he ran into a batting cage. And I know, I think I've told you this story, Becky.
You've never told me
this. I think I've told you this story because, like, I'm not good with queasy stuff like that. And here I was a coach, you know, and I had to be, what, 24, 25, something like that, young kid. And my man had, like, a hole in his leg. I mean, like a hole in his shin. It's like in his shin. It's like somewhere just down by his shin. Like he ran right into the cage and like was a. And I remember going out there, going, "Oh boy, oh my man, hang in there." Yeah. Is your dad okay?
Yeah.
Does he ever talk about his old injury?
No.
Okay. Looks like everything else came out okay.
Yeah.
You ever been hurt? You ever gotten injured?
Yes, I got a hole in my head from doing a backflip into a pool.
A hole in your head? Well, there trumps your dad's injury.
You do not have a hole in your head. From a pool?
Yeah.
How did that happen?
Did a backflip.
You did a backflip in a pool. How did you end up with a hole in your head? What did you hit?
The pool.
You
like the side
missed
of the pool?
The pool.
Oh, buddy.
Okay. Now we're talking. This is a new segment on the
when
Kid Intern.
When you say hole in your head, like, did that require a trip to the emergency room?
Yeah.
Oh, buddy.
Oh, are we going to see where it was?
How long ago was this?
When I was 9.
A couple years ago?
Yeah.
Now, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
I mean this nicely. But pools are pretty big.
Yeah.
Like, how'd you miss the
pool? Don't you be judgy
now. No, I just want to know how he missed the pool.
I wasn't on the edge.
Oh, you weren't on the edge.
No.
You were getting there.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's a bad injury.
Yeah. My brother did something like that.
He's got a hole in his head, too?
Oh, yeah. He was running with his arms in his shirt.
Okay. That's... And fell. And couldn't get his arms out of his shirt because he had tucked them in his shirt. Okay.
Yeah.
Hang on a second, Dimitri. Hang on. Jug Country, we're going to I'm going to start a GoFundMe page right now. We're going to call it Helmets for the Todd Family. And we'd like you to, if you could make just a quick dollar donation or something like that, I think we could round up a bunch of helmets.
Is that not just such like the classic kid move, running with your arms in your shirt?
Right.
Falling.
Right.
Yeah.
I was a kid, and when I was a kid one time, we had a, I was probably as big as this room. So let's say it was like 10 feet tall, like a ledge. Our neighbors had a ledge, and like that was our property. And it would gradually get bigger. So I'd get more brave. So I'd go up and I'd jump off it like 2 feet.
Ooh.
And then like 3 feet, and then like, you know, 4 feet. And pretty soon I'm like, I can do this, right? So all the way to the top, like 10 feet, I jumped off as a kid. And, yeah, my knee went right into a big shell rock. That wasn't fun. I still have the scar of that
one. None of these are fun stories, you guys.
I know. We're talking injuries today.
I know.
On the Joe Kettering Morning Show. What's the worst you've ever been injured?
I fractured my wrist. I told you this. I didn't dress down for PE, and I had on, like, big platform boots from Hot Topic. I'm not dressing down in those ugly clothes. I'm not doing it.
Okay.
And I had to like kind of jog backwards and I fell. Like Buddy, what you get for right. trying to be,
right?
You know,
right. We're hanging out with our kid intern. He is 11-year-old Dimitri Todd. We're finding out all about injuries, family injuries, the lineage that goes. And it's neat. Hang tight, Jug Country. Coming back here in just a minute, we are going to give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to the Boots and Brews concert that's coming up this weekend. So we've got your tickets for that. We're going to play the K-Jug Blender game. Dimitri's going to pick us a song, and we'll give you a chance to win. That is 98.1 K-Jug with Tom and Becky, and hanging out with our kid intern, 11-year-old Dimitri Todd of San Luis Obispo. Coming up in just a second here, we are going to give you a chance to win Boots and Brews tickets. As we play the blender game, Dimitri has picked out a song. We put it in the K-Jug blender. We're going to give you a chance to win. But before we do that, we always like to play one game with the kid interns. So we get to ask you a couple questions, okay?
Okay.
Are you ready? So it's real easy. It's just you have to guess how old you think I am and how old you think Becky is.
I hate this game.
I know, we play this game every week with the kid interns.
You didn't play it last week or the week before. I thought you gave it up.
Well, how, just Dimitri, you're 11, you're a smart kid. Like, how old do you think I am? Now, I've already given you some hints. You should,
it's my favorite day of the year. Don't ruin this for me.
Go ahead. Go ahead. How old do you think I am?
Can I see a calendar?
Right there.
Well, I mean, how old do I look? 20? 30? I mean, you're 11. Just, you know, do the math.
How old was my dad in baseball?
The math. Yeah, don't do the math too hard. That's what I'm saying. I've already given you some hints here. Don't do the math too hard. I was very young as a coach.
22, you said.
I was very young. Okay, Dimitri.
He's smart. No, hey, go, Dimitri, go. Keep this train rolling.
Just take a guess. How old do you think I am?
How old is your dad?
I want to say 50.
In the 50s?
Yeah.
All right.
Take it.
I'm 52. So that's a great job on your part. Low 50s would have been better. Early 50s.
Barely 50s is what
just
he prefers.
Turned 50. Actually, I prefer 45 to 54.
Right.
That's the age bracket that I'm in. But that was very good. Now.
Just leave me out of your game.
How old do you think Becky is? How old do you think Becky is?
I'm much younger than him.
I think I knew that.
Thank you, Dimitri. You're my favorite.
Okay.
You don't have to go any further.
No, you do. You do. Give us a number, Dimitri. Give us a number here.
I hate this game. Don't look at me, Dimitri.
Yeah, don't look right at her. Look right at her.
30?
Dude.
Like 30? Are we just going to my 30s?
No. Are you going to say she's in her 30s?
Don't you dare. Don't you dare. He's old enough to be my dad. Let's put it that way.
Who? Me?
You. What? You are. You're totally
How dare you?
Old enough to be
How
my dad.
How dare you?
Wow. Okay, so...
He said 31st. I'm going with that.
I mean, I'll take it. She's in her 30s.
He's trying to say 40s. Don't 35. Let him get to the 40s.
35.
Very good. Almost. 1 month away.
Of all the kid interns we've had, I believe you have come the closest to the actual age of both
That's
of us.
That's true. I mean, and you would have had to have been like a teen dad, but still, like.
Nice, right? Right.
You.
Normally, it's me saying things, but today it's you. So there you go.
Well,
good job, Dimitri. Good job. excuse me. All right, let's play the blender game.
Time now for Tom and Becky's Blender Game.
All right, this is where we Dimitri picks a song, we put it in the blender, and you have to identify it. If you can do so, you are going to win a couple of tickets to the second annual Boots and Brew, which is coming up this weekend here. So here is the song that Dimitri has picked out.
And I could make a living from walking in the woods.
Okay. 549-8698 is the number to call. 549-8698. If you know that song, you are going to be a winner. Good luck. 98.1 K-Jug with Tom and Becky in the morning, hanging out with our kid intern, 11-year-old Dimitri Todd of San Luis Obispo. By the way, the kid intern each and every week is brought to you by our good friends at United Staffing Associates. United Staffing Associates wants to save your business time and money on your payroll and staffing. They have many qualified employees waiting to go to work for you. Call USA at 805-549-0000. 9. It's United Staffing Associates. And Dimitri, United Staffing Associates would like to give you a gift card worth $25 that'll let you go to the movies. Go to any movie you want to go see. $25 that will allow you to be able to take somebody with you. Won't be able to take your whole family on $25.
Not all your siblings,
but somebody. Maybe you dangle it out there to your older sisters and say, hey, maybe one of you wants to be a little bit nicer to me. Maybe we'd go to the movies. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Use it to your advantage, my man. There you go. $25 lets you go to any movie you want. And then Becky and I, we also have a gift for you. It's not quite as cool as that, but we do want to give you your very own Tom and Becky t-shirt. It says Tom and Becky, and then it says Love You Lots on the back. All right?
Yeah.
So you got that, too. I know. He's like, thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks for that. Let me get back to the movie card. I know. I told you. It's not as cool as a movie card, but, you know, it's all we got. It's all we got. All right. It is time for shout-outs. You've got shout-outs now people need to say hello to? All right. Let's do these.
So, first I'm going to do a shout-out to my sisters, Annika and Sita.
There you go. Right. Nice job. Nice job.
Then my mom and dad.
Sure.
My brothers, Finnick, Jedi, Kieran, and Lex.
Right.
My friends, the Montoyas.
Okay.
Sue Jamison.
Yes.
My other friends, the Holden family.
Okay. Very good.
Annie, Johan, and Freddie, which are also my friends.
Okay. You have a friend named Johan?
Yeah.
And that is an awesome name, too. Johan!
I'll start calling you that.
Could you?
I will.
Just call me Thomas. Tomas. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
And then the Ferengis.
Yes.
They're also my friends.
Sure. Great.
And my cousins Amanda and Cassandra.
It's awesome, bud. Great job. Very good. All right, so we got shout-outs done. We got songs played. We got your t-shirt. We got the gift card. We got time for one more song, and you wanted to hear Thomas Rhett, and we're going to do that. 16. All right. Moms and dads, if you would like your son or daughter to be the next kid intern, just get to jugcountry.com and get them signed up. Dimitri, it's a pleasure to meet you.
Yeah, thank you for coming in this morning.
Appreciate that, man.
Getting up early.
I know. Have fun today at school.
Great meeting you.
Dude, pleasure's ours. When I said have fun at school, I meant, you know, because he's home, you know. Where are you going right now? What do you got going on today?
Soccer this afternoon from 4 to 5.
School sometime between now and then?
Yeah.
What time does your mom teach you school? What time do you get homeschooled there?
She wants me done at like 11. If I'm not done by then, I'm done at like 4.
She wants you go to school, your mom homeschools you, and she says you're done by 11.
No.
No.
If I'm done by 11, it's very easy.
I see.
If I'm not.
I see.
I'm probably going to miss some things.
I got you. Okay, so sometimes mom's like, okay, today we're going with an easy lesson. Everybody, we're done at 11. Other days she's like, strap on. It's on.
Yep.
We're learning today, kids.
Let's
go. You're going to be here all day.
No messing around.
Going to be here all day. Well, have a great day, bud. Good to meet you. Good luck on the soccer team. Have fun at the movies. All that good stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, 11-year-old Demi.
This is Tom and Becky in the Morning in podcast form. Presented by Premier Ag and Paso. Your one-stop shop for quality hay. Tested, guaranteed, and delivered anywhere on the Central Coast. Count on Premier Ag for their farm-to-stable approach. Combining their love for farming and finding quality at a great price.